As their kids draw on the sidewalk with thick pink and blue sticks of chalk, Zach and Kathy Melba sit together on a step in front of their lovely home in Huntington, a beautiful family on a beautiful day. Later inside, Zach shares a personal journey where this domestic scene would have seemed unimaginable. He says he's blessed and he knows it.
I wouldn't have the dimension of gratitude that I have for life today. It wouldn't feel so amazing waking up in a nice house in Ritter Park had I not slept under a bridge, had I not eaten out of a trash can.
Zach is 35 and marking 8 years in recovery this summer. Looking back, he recognizes the troubled child that made some regrettable decisions.
As a kid, I was really disconnected. And that feeling of being disconnected from everybody around me left me with a big empty hole. And I filled that hole with whatever would fill it the quickest. And it turned out to be drugs and alcohol.
Zach says for him, it started innocently enough, sneaking alcohol with his buddies at teenage parties. But then he needed more. Within a few years, he was on OxyContin. A few years later, shooting up heroin.
There's a lot of controversy over whether it's a choice or it's a disease, and I promise it started out as a choice. But no kid ever said, when I grow up, I want to be a junkie. Or when I grow up, I want to be a prostitute, or whatever, wherever you landed in life, you know, wherever this thing wound up, there comes a time when you lose choice. You lose power and choice over the drink or the drug.
To feed his habit, Zach committed crimes. He was arrested for a third time.
I had robbed a CVS pharmacy April 9th, 2009. And I had some other stuff previously from the year 2007 that I got in trouble for. And Judge Ferguson made it clear to me he wasn't playing, that this wasn't a game. And they sentenced me 7 to 31 years for all three of those charges that I had. And they suspended that sentence to drug court. So I got a reprieve. I got a stay of execution. And if I could do this thing and I could finish this program, I could stay out of prison. So when the pain of remaining the same becomes greater than the pain of change, we change. And finally, the pain had become great enough for me.
Zach says being sentenced to drug court saved his life. 12-step programs, drug and alcohol education classes, drug screens, full-time work, and accountability. He owns what he did, and he is not a victim. Today, on top of a full-time job in construction and time with his family, he volunteers as a recovery peer counselor.
I was a three-time convicted felon, once for a violent crime, and a drug addict, heroin junkie, alcoholic. So for sure, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And that's the message. You know, that's the message that we try to send on a daily basis. But, you know, through drug court and other 12-step programs, they taught me a long time ago that if you want what we have, you might want to do what we've done. And you might expect to do it for as long as we've done it for. But I live a life second to none today. You know, I live life one day at a time. And I work. We work. She works really hard. Family, you know, spiritual things, a connection with God. It's definitely amazing, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Suzanne Higgins in Huntington.